I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. A record number of Americans filed for unemployment benefits over the past week. This is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
We begin this hour with ABC's Aaron Katursky. He starts our team coverage from New York.
More than 6 million Americans filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. It is by far the highest total in a single week and twice as many as the week before. The staggering figure comes as nearly every state has imposed some kind of stay-at-home order. The newly laid off have overwhelmed state unemployment offices, websites have crashed, and phone lines have been busy.
3.3 million claims were filed the previous week, leading some economists to estimate total job losses could reach 20 million by the end of the month.
Meanwhile, we're getting an update from a Utah congressman on potential stimulus payments. KSNU's Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more from Representative Ben McAdams. John?
Yeah, Amanda, like you said, 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, shattering the old record set the week prior. Representative Ben McAdams says it's a sobering number that shows just how tough things are right now.
Many people have been laid off or unemployed. This is really hitting Utah families hard, and my heart goes out to them.
McAdams says he's been busy at work making sure that seniors who do not file tax returns will be able to receive the federal stimulus check, which he's happy to say is now a reality. He credits the Trump administration and the Treasury Department for not making these seniors unnecessarily file a return, which will ultimately speed up the ability for them to receive financial aid. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Those jobless Americans out there are wondering what to do now. Sean Michael Lyle continues our live team coverage with this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, March has now seen over 10 million Americans file unemployment claims. That's after today's 6.6 million doubled last week's new filings. This woman's considering taking a job at a grocery store where they're shorthanded.
Some of us don't have the luxury of waiting around for a check to come in.
The CARES Act passed by Congress waives the waiting time to begin collecting unemployment benefits. Another $2 trillion stimulus bill's in the works. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling Fox News Speaker Nancy Pelosi is making a Democratic wish list.
She talked about changing election law. She talked about Planned Parenthood. She talked about paying off pensions.
McCarthy believes a recovery bill should help put the unemployed back to work. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And 5,000 Americans have now died of COVID-19, 200,000 testing positive. New York remains the epicenter, but Governor Andrew Cuomo warns it's not just in the city.
And just the way it's gone through rural New York, it will go through rural America.
Some rural U.S. counties have cases proportionate by population to New York City. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
New health orders.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New health orders go into effect today in more counties across the state as rural residents worry about overcrowding.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Tim, a new stay-home order took effect in Davis County at midnight. They've seen nearly 31% of their coronavirus cases come from community spread. Non-essential businesses must close. The Southeast Utah Health District is also updating their health order for Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties. They don't want any out-of-county visitors, but it's happening anyway. People are filling the San Rafael swell, coming from all over. And residents there also worried about outdoor programs still accepting troubled teens from out of state. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The governor's office is asking Utah businesses for help providing personal protective equipment for medical personnel. Brian Griffith owns Queen of Wraps and says he has everything he needs to make face shields, so building them just made sense.
When your options are shut your door or figure out something else to do, then you welcome anything that comes to you.
Griffith says now they're working on designing and sewing medical gowns.
No evictions for failure to pay rent. Our live team coverage continues with KSL TV's Matt Rascone, who has more on that new order from Governor Gary Herbert.
The governor's order is only for tenants who are up to date on rent payments as of March 31st and who have either lost wages or their job because of the coronavirus, received an order from the health department to quarantine, or tested positive for the virus. Paul Smith is the executive director of the Utah Apartment Association. He helped with the order and stresses this is not rent forgiveness.
Matt says the order is a 45-day deferment, allowing tenants to hold off payments until May 15th.